inching closer to the 2016 wheat harvest. And Kim, how's supply and demand looking right now?
Well, the WASDA report came out this last week. World production was higher than I expected. You know, we talked about it being around 26.1 billion bushels a couple months ago. Of course, weather changed around the world in both Oklahoma, the U.S., and in the foreign countries. The USDA had world wheat production at 26.7 billion bushels.
Wow.
It was 27 billion last year, which was a record. The next record before that was 26.7, so we're essentially the second highest on record in world production. Oklahoma production was less than expected, but remember, our price is determined on the world market. Also, with that increased production of the last three or almost 4 years of record or near record production, world-ending stocks are looking at going up over 9 billion bushels. So
wow.
it's at record-ending stocks projected again this next year.
So what does all that wheat mean for the price of wheat in Oklahoma?
Well, wheat prices, as in the United States, are determined on the world market,
right?
Because of, you know, about 50% of our wheat or more is goes to the export market. So higher production, higher ending stocks means lower prices, which we're experiencing now. You know, we got Oklahoma prices in the 370 to 390 area. You watch that. The price movement on the futures contracts, you know, the KC contracts, the nearby July is around 350. I think it's got a range right now between 450, between $4.40 and $4.60. I think it's a sideways pattern in there. You're looking at the basis, say since August, it's declined about 35 cents a bushel. So we've lost on the basis, and I think that's because of higher production and the amount of wheat we got left in the bin. So right now, I think there's about 50 cents, 55 cents downside potential in wheat prices between now and say July 1. 25 of that on the 20 or 25 on the futures contract and 20 or 25 on the basis. We'll lose the basis if we have a big crop and if we don't have test weight.
Now, as the wheat comes rolling in, there's a lot of opportunity for that price to be kind of, well, docked down a little bit.
Yeah, if you look at dockage, the discounts are relatively high. You've got the discounts for dockage, you start at 1%. Of course, all dockage is removed from weight. They're going to pay for the wheat, but not the trash.
Right.
At 1%, it's 5 cents. At 1.3, it's 7 cents. At 1.6, it's 9 cents. At 2, it's 12 cents. So pretty good discounts there. Test weight discount, that's a grade discount.
Mm-hmm.
Starts at 59.5 cents. At 58, it's 1 cent. At 57.5, it's 2 cents, and goes on down from there. Foreign material, rye and wheat, which is a problem.
Right.
Big discounts there. Starts at 0.5%, which
wow.
is not much. That's 2 cents.
Yeah.
0.8, 6 cents, 1.1, 12 cents, 1.4, 18 cents, 2.1, 24 cents, 2.6, 30 cents, 3.1, 50 cents. And it gets worse from there. So the discounts are serious this year because the market wants a quality product. They want a clean product.
So they bring the wheat in, and obviously, well, if they don't sell then, what kind of strategy should they look at?
Well, I think this year that you've got, if you can afford a 50 cents downside risk, if prices go up, they're going to go up in the August, September, October time period. The higher prices will be the results of losing foreign wheat production, and we won't know that until that time period. I think if you can afford the risk, I would look at storing and selling later in the marketing year. If I needed some cash, the third, I'd probably go a fourth of it at harvest, and the other three-fourths staggered in over the September through December time period. Or if taxes aren't a problem, I'd stagger it in the September through the February time period, because we could get a bump in the November, December from Argentina and Australia, and maybe problems with the upcoming 2017 crop.
Okay, there you have it. All of that from Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Specialist here at Oklahoma State University.